like you said, communication is a big part of it, and then getting multiple reps together as a unit over and over definitely builds a camaraderie and a way to, like, just a way to designate how the rush is going to go, and everybody just being disciplined up front. So working that over time has definitely been good for us as far as making improvements from the pass rush, even if we're not getting sacked, just affecting the quarterback being there hunting, and everybody wanting to, you know, get better. And I think it took some of us having to look in the mirror and know what we're capable of to be able to get to a point where we're rushing more confidently and more aggressively.
You look at the quote NFC playoff picture now. I realize now is not January, okay? Mm-hmm. But there's three teams from the NFC South in the picture. You guys, Carolina, and New Orleans. As you go down the stretch here with all these division games, I mean, you haven't been here 10 years, but you've been here a few. And so have you ever seen it this tough, this close, this tight?
I mean, we just really focused on the Bucs this week. You know, we still got a lot of division games coming up here. We only played one so far. So, I mean, we can only take care of what's in front of us, and that just tends to be Tampa Bay. So, you know, everything else as far as the playoffs will take care of itself when that time comes. But right now, you know, we just got 100% focus on trying to win this game coming up Sunday.
When you see Tampa Bay, you see one of the guys who runs as hard as anybody. Doug Martin. Mm-hmm. What do you see from that offense?
You said it. I mean, he run really hard, you know, make some really good, impressive jump cuts, and he downhill. They also have some other good running backs. They have a really good running game that's kind of unpredictable at times. So they do a good job of switching it up, keeping you honest, and a hard front that's going to try to move you off the ball.
What's the difference in the quarterback with Fitzpatrick as opposed to James?
I mean, there's differences. Fitzpatrick, he likes to scramble a lot. Like, as far as when he gets in trouble, he'll break out of scrambling, so he got to be disciplined in running lanes. He's a guy who had a lot of success in his league, so, I mean, you definitely got to respect that about him, same as with James, as talented as James is. So, I mean, they were lucky to have Fitzpatrick when James was going down, so, I mean, it's a good option for them.
Grady, on that fake punt, did you sniff something out there, and what did you see? Did you see something that was all instincts, or how did you just talk through that play? We didn't get to it.
I mean, well, during the punt block, mm-hmm. Field goal block, we run different stunts up front as far as what we're going to do to try to block a kick. And the stunt that we ran actually helped me be in position to make that play. And when I saw the guard turn out to go pull, you know, that's not normal for that play. And turn back in, and the guy was right there, so was able to make a good play.
Was that your hunt move there? We saw that.
On the set?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of those little hunt moves. Yeah. You like that one?